It's time for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken here on WSKV-FM. Listen live at 104.9 FM, stream at listenlikealocal.com, or enjoy the program on the official WSKV-FM app from the Google Play or Apple App Store. You can also listen on demand at listenlikealocal.com or Apple Podcast. You're listening to PCSN Live. Let's join Dave and Ken at the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studio in Stanton.
Ever think about this? 83% of customers who buy from Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram buy again. The reason? Great deals, great service, and a simple way of doing business. It's the Ram Spotlight Sales Event, and the all-new 2021 Ram pickups are priced to sell. Come see why the Ram truck is Truck of the Year for 2019, 2020, and 2021. Also, come see why Tanner is the best place to buy. Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off the Mountain Parkway in Stanton.
Tanner Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, and they know that you're unique in the way you want to do banking. That's why they offer great services, like Phone Smart, where you can call and find out about your account. Or how about text banking, where you can text and find out exactly what you want to know about your account. And you can set up really cool text alerts and find out when maybe you drop below a certain balance, reminding you to balance your checkbook. They have online banking and convenient apps for Android and Apple. Those apps give you the ability to make mobile deposits. Just snap a picture of your check and deposit it. Whitaker Bank also allows you to apply for a loan online at their website at whitakerbank.com. And don't forget, you have access to your money 24/7 with Whitaker Bank's ATMs, where you can make a cash withdrawal day or night. For more information about these great services, call the main branch at 606-663-2283. That's Whitaker Bank, Stanton, Clay City, and Campton. Whitaker Bank, uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Appalachian Wireless is proud to offer the Emergency Broadband Benefit Discount. This federal program can reduce the cost of our 25-gig unlimited plan by up to $50 a month. If someone in your household qualifies for certain government benefit programs or experienced substantial loss in income in the last year, you may be eligible. Only one discount per household, and it's only available until a lot of funds run out. It begins May 12th. For more details, go to appalachianwireless.com/EBB. We are you. We are Appalachian Wireless. Unlimited data speeds will be slowed to 512 kilobytes after 25 gig per line.
Trust the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital, when an emergency strikes. We offer full-service emergency care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have X-ray, CT, and lab services on site for assessing, diagnosing, and treating patients quickly. The emergency department is a level 4 trauma center where you can expect expert care, quicker treatment, and improved outcomes. You can feel safe to come to the hospital campus. Following CDC guidelines, our providers and care teams are doing everything possible to ensure your safety and well-being. Choose the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital in Irvine.
Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in asphalt paving for commercial and large private applications, parking lots, roads, entryways, and more. And they can do complete site preparation and provide expert asphalt paving. Call their local office at 606-663-2437 or find more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize for the mix-up there. I'm normally not in this seat here. David Faulkner normally is in this seat, and I've kind of messed up the advertising, the commercial breaks, if you will. But anyway, regardless, here we are live and with PCSN Live with Dave and Ken, as this will actually be our last show of the year, of the season. Not quite sure how to call that one, in a sense, as we are going to take the month of July off and be back in August, as we will have the PCSN Live starting back up in August, as well as sports, as there will be volleyball and football games starting in the month of August. I believe August 10th to the 17th, the first games, if you will, And under those circumstances, the ball games will be going on. A lot has changed over the last little bit here as far as Powell County High School sports. It's a very unique and unusual time, really, for the Powell County sports program, as there have been several coaching changes that have actually taken place. Even going back to football last year, a new football coach was hired, and Mike Jones. He had his first season last year as the Pirates were able to make the playoffs, and under those circumstances, had a nice season, had some early struggles in a sense as far as injuries, which kind of hindered things. And then here now this upcoming, within a couple of weeks ago, I guess I should say, the Powell County Athletic Department ended up hiring Jasmine Thorpe as the new Powell County High School girls head volleyball coach. Jasmine had been an assistant coach under Ken Jones the last couple of seasons as the assistant coach, so she is actually stepping up into that role. Coach Ken Jones has retired after about 25 years of being in the school system, having coached throughout most of his tenure during that time. Things will definitely be a lot different without Coach Ken Jones on the sidelines. You know, he was the first coach here for the girls volleyball team. Had a lot of success. Couldn't quite get to the state tournament, but has had some great teams that have been very competitive at the regional level, competing for a regional championship. He will definitely be missed on those sidelines there. And hopefully down the road we'll be able to have him in the studio, or at least over the air, to be able to talk with him not only about his plans for retirement, the timing of that, and then kind of what he's looking to do in his time. But when you have a coach that's been around for a long time like Ken Jones, definitely a changing of the guard, and he will definitely be missed on those sidelines. I can say this, that he was always more than willing to talk with us, more than willing to communicate, to send even players up to the press box after games where we can interview some of the players at various times. He was the only coach, actually, he's one that kind of started that in a sense, and would send those players up, players that had nice games, if you will, to send them up to talk to us. So the fact that he will not necessarily be on those sidelines, and I'm sure a lot went into that thought process as far as him retiring from school. And then we'll get into what brought that decision around as far as even the sports aspect of it. I know that once a coach, always a coach. It's difficult to kind of step away from those aspects of coaching, and for him to actually do that, and the timing of this. Obviously, this past year, two seasons, I guess, in a sense, you know, once COVID kind of hit, that changed a lot under the circumstances as far as the stress and the strains on playing, the crowds, who was allowed to come in and not come in. At times, there were no fans that were allowed. We were fortunate enough to have Facebook Live on WSKV's Facebook page, and then bring you those broadcasts. But again, a very difficult time transition, and in some ways, you know, sometimes in, under those circumstances, you know, after you go through those types of strenuous seasons, if you will, sometimes those lead into making those decisions. Of course, like I said, hopefully we'll be able to reach out to Coach Ken Jones when we come back, maybe in August or something, and David and I can sit down and actually interview him about that decision. Had a great run with volleyball. Again, I think when you look in the 14th region with the teams, I think everybody always had Powell County at the top, in a sense, knowing that Coach Ken Jones was going to have his team ready. They were going to be very competitive. And when you have that kind of respect from your opponents coming in, you know that that says a lot. again, definitely an interesting circumstance going forward. And again, Jasmine Thorpe, the fact that she was the assistant the last couple of seasons, so she knows the players, she knows the team, she basically kind of, in a sense, being that, what am I trying to say here, as Ken Jones, kind of being a mentor, if you will, as far as these are how things are run. And that's not to say that Jasmine won't instill some of her own characteristics and things along that line as far as game prep. But obviously, Coach Ken Jones, you're not going to find anybody that does a better job of preparing for that, if you will. So hopefully as well, come August, we'll get Jasmine here in the studio or again on the phone with us to be able to talk about her hiring, you know, the thought process as far as her getting into that, wanting to coach. I know that she has recently graduated with a nursing degree. So therefore, you know, with her time and her schedule and trying to be able to balance all of that, stepping into the head coaching role, obviously a lot more time, if you will, as far as planning, scheduling, practice times, kind of being flexible, if you will. A lot more goes into that, but obviously she's very excited. Otherwise, she wouldn't have applied for that. Now we'll see as far as what her staff might look like, as far as an assistant coach for her, what the process will be for that. And again, hopefully by the time August rolls around, we'll be able to talk with her about the process, why she was interested in that, what the interview process was like, any other applicants, if you will, under those circumstances. But again, looking forward to volleyball, which basically, you know, a month and a half. You're looking basically at 6 weeks before we'll actually have the start of these games. So that's kind of interesting to think that we're already almost July 1st. It seems like we just ended school not too long ago. And even though it's been well over a month, at this point it's school starting back up again, not to throw that in. But in a sense, it's just like time is flying by so fast at this point that it won't be long before we'll be back on the air, if you will. And then the other hire that the Powell County Athletic Department did, Rob Marion is the new girls' head basketball coach. So Ken Jones stepping aside from volleyball and basketball, and Jasmine Thorpe and Rob Marion coming in. Rob, again, was an assistant coach under Ken Jones for several seasons at this point. So he'll step in again, knowing the players, knowing the personnel, not that he won't change things again and kind of do his own thing, if you will, but obviously under the circumstances, someone that's already in the system, somebody that already knows the players, it's not going to be a whole new process for these players to have to go through to learn a new system or anything. Again, that's not to say that you don't change the offense or defensive schemes or whatever the case might be. But ultimately, you know, when you've been under a head coach for a long time, you basically kind of follow along with what they did when you see the success that they actually have. And I think that's probably a big reason why they probably end up hiring Jasmine and Rob, because they already know the players. They already know the system, the success that has been instilled within these players and what's expected of them. So, you know, they didn't necessarily go outside. I think those are smart moves. David and I have talked about that before, even going back as far as the hiring of Alan Martin, you know, boys basketball coach. So you have, you know, within the last couple of years, several new hires, a big turnover with the head coaching. So when you look at Alan Martin, local person, you look at Rob Marion coming in, you look at Jasmine, I think the fact that they didn't necessarily go outside of the district to look for head coaches, I think that's a smart move within the athletic department to give these people that opportunity to come in, longstanding members of the community. Give them that opportunity. They're not necessarily going anywhere, if you will. It's not like they're going to use this as a stepping stone to go to another place to become a head coach. And a lot of times that is what happens. We've had some good coaches at various times, and people will use this as a opportunity to establish a name for themselves beyond what they came in with, try and build a program, and then they'll move on and go into different directions. Nothing wrong with that. Everybody has that right and that opportunity to better themselves, better their circumstances, their situations, whether it's for the money, whether it's for the program. It's irrelevant in a sense as far as what their reasoning is, but the fact that they have decided to hire and put in these new head coaches with their feet firmly planted here in this community, those are great moves and great decisions, and hopefully we'll have Rob in here as we get closer to that August timeline as well to talk with him about the process, about the hiring process, his decision as far as getting involved and wanting to become the girls' head coach, and even as far as the response from parents and players. Obviously, players first, you know, to understand their thought process as far as their excitement, if you will, of having someone like Jasmine or Rob to come in, even Alan Martin, to be in those positions of being the head coach, knowing that they were the assistant. Again, when you establish that rapport with these coaching staff and under those circumstances, realizing that things are not necessarily going to change a whole lot. Again, that's not to say you won't become a pressing team. That's not to say that you won't do things a little bit different as far as your player substitutions and personnel. And in a sense, too, you never can tell. Obviously, you know, you might be able to use the newness of a coach to be able to go out and seek new players. You know, a lot of times when there's a changing of the guard, sometimes you can have those conversations and you can talk to people who may or may not have had an interest in playing at the junior varsity or varsity level at the high school. You know, they enjoy pickup games or something, or, you know, some other activity, but you see them as an athlete, and maybe to be able to talk them into being that player that can actually join your team and be a part of that process. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. Both teams have a lot of talent as far as the volleyball and girls basketball. A lot of talent coming back, lost a lot of talent, but ultimately it goes back to when you have the talent and you're building those programs, you always have someone who can step up. Now, it's up to those individual players to make that move, to want that, to have that desire to be the best version of themselves, to improve their skill set, to do whatever it takes to become that starter, if you will, or that player off the bench to give a spark, whether it's within a rotation. So the players that are coming back, again, it's up to them to make the difference. One of the things that David and I have talked about as well is that a lot of times, for some reason, within communities like this, and then again, there are other communities like ours, but a lot of times some of these players, they're just content to be competitive, to win a district title, to compete at the region level, and that's it. You know, yes, they want to make the state tournament. Yes, it would be great, but they don't necessarily put in the time to develop their individual skill set. Coaches can only do so much. You can only do so much. You can guide them. You can instruct them. You can teach them. You know, you can have countless practices, etc. But if the players don't necessarily have that internal drive within themselves to get better, especially during the off season, you know, it's one thing all of a sudden, you know, we have open gym or conditioning, I should say. It's one thing if you have conditioning and players are showing up. That's great, you know, and they're getting that, but it's still during the off season that you really need to continue to condition yourself. Not that everybody wants to, you know, pick up a volleyball, not that everybody wants to pick up a basketball or a football or a baseball or softball, whatever the sport might be. But ultimately, it goes back to you have to continue to develop your skill set. You can't be lax, I guess, in a sense. You can't just sit back and just let time pass without trying to improve that skill set. And I think if the players collectively would see that to say, you know what, we want to win a district and regional title, whatever it's going to take. And again, a lot of times it's those extra possessions. It's that getting a turnover. It's diving on the floor. It's getting that dig in volleyball, in basketball. It's getting that rebound. It's blocking someone out to put yourself in that position. Each and every possession is so important. And I know a lot of times as a former player, you hear that. You hear that. But ultimately, that is the truth. You just have to put it into perspective every time. Let's use even football as the example. On every possession, offensively or defensively, it's up to you to stop them on that play. That's what you have to do. Stop them on that play. And you do whatever it takes in order to stop them on that play in order to help yourself. And then you come back on the next one. Obviously, some sports, you know, you're changing offense, defense, and football. And then in basketball, obviously, you're playing full court and playing both ends of the court. But ultimately, it goes back to you have to want that internally. Again, the coaches can only instill so much within you under those circumstances to give you that opportunity to put yourself, show and prove to them that you're worthy of getting in, getting minutes, coming off the bench, starting, whatever it might be. But you have to be the one who compels the coach that you deserve that opportunity. If you're not going to put in the effort, if you're not going to practice, if you're not going to try, if you're not going to improve, doesn't matter if it's free throws, doesn't matter if it's digs, blocking out defense, etc. You have to continue to improve and show yourself under those circumstances. And then ultimately as well, when you look at other teams, especially in the region, a lot of times they're not necessarily looking at the Powells and the Estels, the Lees or the Owsies in a sense, as far as looking at these schools and saying, oh, you know, they're going to win. They have the mindset that they're going to defeat the Powells and the Estels, etc. And a lot of times maybe they put in that extra effort in order to get over that hump to win those. And obviously you could be in game and things can happen. A bad call here, a bad call there, a bad bounce, whatever it might be. But ultimately it goes back to you have to continue to strive to improve yourself, collectively improve as a unit, collectively desire to be the best that you can possibly be. And then ultimately, hopefully that success ends up coming, you know, not to be, in a situation where all of a sudden you are not putting forth the effort, or you look at an opponent and see what's written across their jersey and all of a sudden be like, ah, we've got this. That doesn't always necessarily happen. Again, you could sit there and think that you're facing off against a weaker opponent, and then all of a sudden they can come out and give that extra hustle, diving, going after those loose balls, blocking out whatever it is. The next thing you know, you realize that you're in a game, and all of a sudden they've got you down, and now you have to fight to get back because you didn't come in with the right mindset. So hopefully under the circumstances, the players use this opportunity with the new coaches to not only improve themselves, but collectively as a unit to take things to the next level. Again, the foundation that's been set by Coach Ken Jones, you're not going to find a better foundation as far as consistency. Now, did they win every game? No, but consistently, they're always well-coached, well-prepared, ready to play. Things didn't always necessarily go their way. Again, you look at the officials, the referees, you know, that come in, that make decisions, that make calls that sometimes are questionable. But ultimately, his teams were always prepared, always ready to go, no matter what. So, obviously, wish him nothing but the best in his retirement. And as I was saying before, hopefully we'll have that opportunity to be able to talk to him. And then even with the new people that are in these positions, the fact that they already have that connection, I think that will ultimately go a long way for the program. I think that continuity will remain. I don't think that all of a sudden you'll see a letdown, if you will, the fact that these players are going to have to come in and have to learn something new, a new way of doing things, etc. I think they'll kind of stick to the course and in time maybe start kind of transitioning to do their own thing, whatever that thing might be, and maybe even not. Again, every person has to put their own spin on how they want to conduct things, how they want to do things. And I think the fact that Jasmine Thorpe and Rob Marion were chosen in these positions, again, I give credit to the Powell County Athletic Directors, those positions, to be able to hire these people, to be able to come in, to keep that continuity, and keep it local. Again, I think the fact that they have chosen four, if you even go back to Frank Spencer, the baseball coach, I think the fact that he was hired, again, local, the fact that they are actually establishing a local presence, if you will, and not necessarily going outside of the county, I think that hopefully will pay dividends. And even with Mike Jones, as far as the head football coach, lives in Powell County, has lived in Powell County for years. I think the fact that he was available, he had retired himself, but the fact that he was available, I think it was a right hire as well under those circumstances. So hopefully these coaches stick around for the long haul. Hopefully they carry on the traditions, the success, the foundation that has been established, and hopefully they continue to build upon that moving forward. And I think really under the circumstances, I believe that success will remain. I believe that they will continue to carry on and be competitive at the district and regional levels. And let's just hope that they're able to kind of get over that hump and allow those things to happen. Again, it couldn't have happened without Ken Jones under those circumstances to come in and be a long-standing coach under the Powell County High School banner, under that Pirate banner, and hopefully they'll continue to carry things on. So again, Jasmine Thorpe, the new Powell County High School girls head volleyball coach, and Rob Marion, the new Powell County High School girls head basketball coach, two new hires of the last couple of weeks here for the Pirates, and hopefully under those circumstances, again, things will actually be in good hands, and at that point, then hopefully things go extremely well. So at this point, I'm going to go on and step aside for just a minute, and hopefully I can get my bearings straight again. I apologize the way that I came on. I was actually kind of writing some notes in a sense, and allowed the commercials to kind of get the best of me, if you will. So hopefully that's not the case here, and we'll come back here in just a minute. You're listening to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken.
At Davis & Davis Funeral Home, we have years of experience caring for families from all walks of life. Each family comes to us because they know we are leaders in our profession, dedicated to excellence in service, and have the highest integrity. Life is full of opportunities to show someone we love them. Together, we will create a fitting and memorable event for your loved one. Call 606-663-9480 or visit us online at davisanddavisfuneralhome.com for more information.
When a health crisis threatened our community, the healthcare heroes at Clark Regional Medical Center answered the call. As we move forward, life might look different, including healthcare, but there's one thing that won't change: the quality of care you've always relied on at Clark Regional Medical Center. We are again offering a range of healthcare services, from preventive screenings and physicals to quality of life procedures, to help you make the most of every moment moving forward. Our entire team is working hard to ensure a safe place of care and a healthier community for all of us. For more information, visit clarkregional.org.
When you need insurance for your home, auto, life, or business, contact agents Lisa Mays and Shauna Mays at Whitaker Bank Insurance Group. Stop by their Stanton office, located inside Whitaker Bank on Main Street, or give them a call and get a quote at 606-663-3625. Always striving to meet the needs of their customers, Whitaker Insurance Group, 606-663-3625.
And welcome back as we are here, the radio station here, WSKV 104.9. Ken Simon with you here live, PCSN with Dave and Ken. Dave is not able to join me. It's kind of been an interesting month, needless to say, under the circumstances. Dave and I have only been in the studio. There have been five Wednesdays this month, and I think out of the five, he and I have only been in the studio twice together maybe this month, going back to the district tournament for baseball and softball. And then at that point, he and I have kind of been off schedule, I guess, in a sense. And again, this will be our last broadcast. We will be taking off the month of July. And in July, under those circumstances, we will go back to some regular programming, whatever that might consist of and look like. But we will be back the 1st of August under those circumstances. While I have an opportunity as well, this, as well as the sports broadcast, would not happen without our sponsors. We go all the way back to volleyball and football. We did soccer games, not a whole lot of soccer games, but we did some soccer games. They're very difficult to do in a sense as far as the soccer, because they play without taking breaks other than halftime. So it's difficult to kind of get in and be able to do those games where it's a constant. If you love the game of soccer, I think it's a fascinating sport. The fact that we have so many young people, this young generation that's actually getting into soccer, I think is great. Obviously, some people will say, well, it's hurt other sports because you're taking away kids who potentially might play some of these other sports. That could be true. But ultimately, soccer is probably one of those only global sports where it seems like every country is involved in one way or the other. Again, I enjoy soccer, have season tickets to the Louisville City FC soccer team. Great to go out and watch those matches. Euro 2020 is actually going on right now. Being able to watch those soccer matches, but still going back to, you know, we covered some soccer matches. Then you get into boys and girls basketball, and then following up with girls softball and boys baseball. Again, a long season, but it wouldn't be possible without our sponsors. That consisted of Whitaker Bank, Appalachian Wireless, Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Mercy Health, Clark Regional Medical Center, Hinkle Contracting, Davis & Davis Funeral Home, Mercy Medical Clinic, Toyota South, Ace Hardware & Feed, Apex Network Physical Therapy, People's Exchange Bank, Teddy Flint, Attorney at Law, and Citizens Guarantee Bank. Again, without them supporting the broadcast, supporting the Pirates in order to make this happen, again, it was definitely a unique year in the sense that we started doing Facebook Live broadcasting. I think a lot of people enjoyed that, especially considering attendance was limited at a lot of these venues. The fact that we were actually able to bring the Facebook Live broadcasting, I think there were, hundreds, at times well over 1,000 people who were tuning in, who were watching the live feeds, in addition to those who don't necessarily have Facebook, who were listening on the radio or at WSKVFM.com through the live stream. So lots of different avenues in order to get the broadcast. Again, without these sponsors, it would not be possible. We will be going around soon looking for sponsors for this next season, if you will, for the next year. Again, if you're a business that's out there that's interested in broadcasting with us as far as helping to sponsor, again, if we unfortunately don't get to you, call the station. Let them know that you're interested in that. There's no place, as far as, in my opinion, there's no better place, I don't think, as far as getting your name out there than to be a sponsor for the Powell County Sports Network to broadcast, help broadcast these games. You're not going to get better advertising for your dollar. You're not. It might seem, in a sense, that it looks expensive on the front end, but at the same time, you can pay monthly. Ultimately, it goes back to you're not going to get the number of mentions anywhere, in a sense, consistently, where, under the circumstances, I would say those diehard fans who listen game in and game out, whether it's on the radio, whether it's on the app, whether it's Facebook, etc., they could probably tell you who the sponsors are because they've heard the commercials countless times. They know who they are. And again, I'll say this, and we continue to say this. When you go to those businesses, let them know how much you appreciate the fact that they sponsor the Powell County Sports Network, that they sponsor these games, that you can sit at home or wherever you might be and actually tune in and listen to these broadcasts. I think that, again, without them, it's not possible, but thank them and let them know that you appreciate the fact that they are doing that in order to keep everyone abreast of the games and matches, the things that are actually going on within that. So someone will be out contacting businesses to help sponsor going forward. Our plan, the way it stands now, is to be doing Facebook Live broadcast. Prior to the Facebook Live, it was basically just the radio and or WSKV FM, where you could stream the games live, just the audio. The fact that there is video aspects of it now, definitely another incentive, if you will, another possible buy-in. There are different price points in order to get in, but again, please take advantage of that and become a partner, if you will, for the PCSN. Also, WSKV has hooked up with the Estill County High School and the Board of Education over there to be their broadcast partner. Again, you're over in Estill County, someone will be coming around seeking sponsorships for the Estill County Sports Network with WSKV. We've tried to balance things as best as possible in order to give kind of people equal time, for lack of a better way of putting it. So, again, you're not going to find a better opportunity. If you'd like to advertise, contact Ken Simon, David Faulkner, Ethan Moore at the radio station. Someone will come out and talk with you again about the advantages of being able to advertise. It is definitely money well spent. Again, if you're looking to expand your market, to get your name out there, you're not going to find a better opportunity than to be doing that. The sports programming outside of Tradio on the radio is one of the top listeners, group of listeners, I guess, in a sense, as far as the number of people that are actually reached. So, again, you kind of get a lot of bang for your buck. We had planned on, at this point, having the Powell County Bass team. Unfortunately, they're kind of were a little bit delayed, in a sense. We were hoping to go on a little bit after 6 o'clock, and under the circumstances, I find myself rambling in some respects. So, anyway, we'll look at some other sports news, if you will. If you're a NBA fan, games going on tonight in the NBA, the Phoenix Suns with Devin Booker, former UK basketball player, leading his team, facing off against the Los Angeles Clippers. Boogie Cousins, a former UK player as well, on that team. The Suns lead 3-2 in that series. It was 3-1, and then the other night, the Clippers ended up winning that game to get a little bit closer, 3-2. And then tomorrow, July the 1st, the Atlanta Hawks and the Milwaukee Bucks. That series is tied 2 games apiece. And then that game is at Milwaukee. So some interesting teams playing for the conference titles in those finals. The fact that Atlanta and Milwaukee are going to face off against Phoenix or the Los Angeles Clippers, I don't think anyone necessarily would have predicted that or even projected that going back at the start of the season. But sometimes in sports, those make for nice stories. You know, you expect someone to be there. You expect someone to win. Obviously, the Lakers being a team as an example. You know, Brooklyn Nets with their power three players, in a sense. A lot of times they actually, you know, you expect those teams to be the ones who are playing in these conference finals as well as for the NBA title. So the fact that they are actually not in there, I think that makes quite interesting in and of itself. So again, if you're one of those NBA fans, the Suns and Clippers facing off tonight, and then tomorrow night you have the Atlanta Hawks and the Milwaukee Bucks. As I had mentioned earlier, the European soccer is actually going on. Several matches. They're in the round of 16, hoping to get to the Elite Eight, if you will, coming up next week. And then if you're a hockey fan, not necessarily a whole lot of hockey fans to speak of around here in Kentucky that I'm aware of anyway, at least in these parts, you don't hear a lot of people talking about the NHL, kind of a small niche market. And I think basically because we don't necessarily have a professional team. Cincinnati doesn't have a professional team. A lot of people migrate towards Cincinnati as far as pro sports, whether it be the Reds, the Bengals, but there's not necessarily a pro team. Nashville has the Predators as far as NHL, but you don't necessarily find a lot of people unless you're on the southern border who are necessarily Nashville or Tennessee fans to speak of, whether that's the Titans or otherwise. But you have the Montreal Canadiens versus the Tampa Bay Lightning. Tampa Bay leads that series 1-0. And I think that, you know, the fact that hockey, here we are almost July 1st, and you have hockey, which most people think is a winter sport, the fact that they actually still play in July is just kind of mind-blowing in many respects. You don't necessarily expect that, a winter sport, to be carrying on. And then in college baseball, the College World Series is still going on. At this point, Mississippi State taking on Vanderbilt in the series finals. Two SEC teams, Vanderbilt, your defending champions. The series is tied 1-1, 1 game each, as that championship, the elimination game, will be tonight. Vanderbilt, again, has tried to, you know, or has had to, I should say, come back and get some impressive wins in order to keep their streak alive. But the fact that you have two SEC teams in the World Series championship, and the fact that Vanderbilt is actually looking to repeat, I think that's definitely kind of one of those interesting circumstances as well. And then if anyone is into professional tennis, Wimbledon is actually going on. Serena Williams had to kind of dismiss herself, take herself out of a match the other day. I didn't necessarily keep up with what her potential injury was. I saw a video clip of that where she kind of strained, slipped, you know, had a slip, if you will, kind of strained and had to retire from playing that match. Not necessarily retire as far as not playing tennis anymore, but retire from that particular match. So I think under those circumstances, even though she was like a sixth seed, when you have someone of her stature, if you will, someone with that presence, who's known to be a champion, when you have someone like that who ends up kind of falling out, if you will, that kind of opens up the door for other people to step up and step in. So anyway, let's go on and take another break here, and hopefully when we come back, we'll be talking to a couple of the a couple of the Bass Team players here. So we'll take a break here. You're listening to the Powell County Sports Network.
Toyota South in Richmond is moving forward. Family owned and operated since 1915. Meet General Manager Charlie Johnson.
I was raised right here in Powell County by my grandparents. They taught me to be honest and treat others with courtesy and respect. And that's what you can expect from me. I would like to personally invite you to take the short drive to Toyota South in Richmond. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, as General Manager at Toyota South, I will make your short drive well worth your time. Come see me soon at Toyota South in Richmond.
Toyota South in Richmond. Online at toyotasouth.com or call their friendly staff at 877-605-4326.
Attorney Teddy Flint represents people in personal injury cases. Call for a free consultation. Remember, Teddy Flint only gets paid if you do. Attorney Teddy Flint, sponsoring radio broadcast of the Powell County Pirates. This is an advertisement. Court costs may be the responsibility of the client.
Stanton Ace Hardware, your hometown hardware store, is now taking appointments for service on all lawn and garden power equipment. They service and repair all major brands of mowers, string trimmers, chainsaws, and blowers. Stanton Ace Hardware is a full service and sales dealer for Steel, Husqvarna, Echo, and Skag zero-turn mowers. They have three certified technicians on duty most days. Buy there and have it serviced there at your Stanton Ace Hardware. Also on staff, Josh Powell, servicing all of your four-wheelers and side-by-sides. Stop by your Stanton Ace Hardware today, located right next door to the main Ace Hardware building in the old Roses Garden Center. Ace, the helpful place.
And welcome back. As left my microphone on under those circumstances again, I've been a mess in a sense since I arrived. I got myself on the wrong foot when I started writing myself some notes in a sense or whatever, and kind of missed that opportunity. So now at this point, we have Dalen and Carson on the line here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, we can hear you.
All right. First of all, tell us your name and your grade and what got you started in bass fishing.
So I'll let Carson go first. My name is Carson Ewan, and I'm 15, and what really got me into fishing was my dad showing me and telling me how to fish, and that just really got me hooked into fishing.
All right, so let's talk about your season so far. When does your all season start, and kind of where are you now?
Our season started with our national qualifiers, and we fished them all the way up until now, where we're at our world final.
Okay, so as far as your all season, when does your all season start? Is it like a typical school year, like everybody else? You start in August, or how does that work?
Our season, bass fishing is year-round. The only time that we get off is during dead period.
Okay, so now, go ahead.
The rest of it's year-round. We fish from August to now, and it's June. So,
all right,
it's pretty year.
Go ahead.
I said it's pretty year-round.
Okay, so as far as national qualifiers, what is that like? Are certain tournaments that you're involved in get you qualified for the national tournament?
Our national qualifiers are a series of tournaments that we fish, and it is what allows us to qualify for national. They have a point system, and the top 10 in the region after all the qualifiers are over, we'll have a top 10 fish off, and the top three qualify for nationals. out of that tournament.
Okay, and so where did you guys finish as far as qualifying?
Qualifying? We didn't qualify for Nationals. We were down here fishing Worlds right now, the World Series. Finished, I think, I know we finished the top 10 in our somewhere in the top 10 of our region.
Okay, so let's talk about the World Series. At this point, where are you guys at, and is what's this tournament looking like as far as the number of participants and the lake?
Well, as of right now, we don't know where we're sitting. Today was day one. It's a hard lake to learn. I'm not going to lie. It's a tough lake to fish, and but we're trying to figure it out as we go. And hope to do better than we did today.
So as far as the temperature, you know, hot, humid, there on the lake?
Oh, yes, very hot and very humid. Me and Carson both are very sunburnt right now. Super hot.
Okay, so as far as the number of boats, any idea the number of boats that are actually competing against you all?
There was 415 boats registered. And this morning when we took off, there was 398 in the water.
Wow, so that's actually a big tournament then. That's huge.
It was
the biggest tournament we fished.
It's the biggest tournament they've had yet. It's the biggest national qualifier, nationals and world finals tournament they'd ever held.
So as far as your all's team, who do y'all actually have? Who's your all's captain of your all's boat?
Our captain's my dad, Barry.
Okay, so
yep. So
at that point, what kind of help or assistance can they give you, if any, or is it just really up to, the both of you all, in a sense, as far as trying to navigate and figure out a spot where you actually want to be able to cast?
In what tournament? Like, right in this tournament or other tournaments?
Either one.
In this tournament, he can't do a whole lot. I mean, he can operate the big motor. We're not allowed to operate the big motor. And he gets us around the lake, and he can help net fish and cull fish. And that's about it. He can't help us, with the rod or anything. That's all on us.
So as far as the experience coming into this tournament, the past tournaments that you fished in, how does that help and prepare you for this particular one, especially knowing that it's a whole new lake, new circumstance, obviously, with a lot more boats? But what kind of experience are you able to bring that benefits you here in this tournament?
Just the right headspace, knowing that, it's a big tournament and there's a lot on the line, and it just helps you better prepare. Like, practice makes perfect. All them other tournaments are going to help you to do better in this one. It's just practice makes perfect, and it builds up to this.
So as far as the day that you all have, what was your all's catch today?
206
in our weight. Final weight of the day of today, it was 2.6. Wasn't what we was really looking for. We was really looking for a 10-pound bag, but today it was a pretty rough day on the lake. The front moved in and really shut them down, and we're just going to have to work from this and look to pull a bigger bag tomorrow.
Any idea as far as is it 2 days at that point? So you'll have, let's say, today and tomorrow to get yourself qualified for the third day?
Yeah.
And then boats will be eliminated?
No. Everybody here is guaranteed 3 days of fishing.
Okay.
On Friday after Friday's tournament, they do a cut. They take top two from each state, the top two teams from each state, and I think it's the top 50 from world. Don't quote me on that, but I think that's what it is. And we all fish. The rest of them get cut from the tournament. That's something I would have to ask you. I can't remember quite how the final cut works.
So obviously, under the circumstances, there are teams from all across the country. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah. There's teams from all across the world. There's teams here from Italy, Zimbabwe, Canada. When they say it's the world finals, I think they said they have four different countries here.
That's yeah. Amazing in and of itself, right? So
yeah.
Let me ask you this. So how do you qualify for that, or do you not qualify, and basically you just show up and it's just an open tournament?
World final, it's an open tournament, but it's for youth. It's for 18 and under. You have to be a part of some kind of association, like whether that be a bass club or a school or anything like that.
So
you don't have to qualify for it. Anybody can fish it.
Okay. At this point, how long have you been on the bass team?
About 3 or 2 years.
I think me and Carson both have been on it since our 7th grade year.
Okay.
And we will be sophomores in August.
And as far as the appeal of bass fishing, obviously you mentioned your dad in a sense kind of got you interested. At this point, as far as competition bass fishing, obviously it's one thing to go out to a lake and all of a sudden we're just going to have a good time and we're just going to fish and whatever we catch, you know, they're keepers in a sense, we'll fry them up that night in a sense. But as far as like competitive bass fishing, what's that like compared to just going out, just being able to have a day out on the lake?
Your stakes, they're way higher. It's a lot more nerve-wracking than going out and just regular fishing and having fun. It's just completely different than going out and having a good time and tournament fishing.
And obviously you have a good enough time in a sense, right, in order you keep coming back and you keep wanting to, to be on the team, et cetera. As far as, like, your mindset, once you're out on the lake, and let's say today, you have 2 pounds in a sense, obviously encourage realizing, okay, this is just day one. We can make up a lot of ground, tomorrow with a good day. As far as that competition, how is it, when you're able to talk with even other players? Do you all talk amongst yourself as far as other teams even, or is everybody kind of stay to themselves and therefore you're not necessarily offering up any information?
Yeah, you kind of have to be slick-witted when you talk to people like that. We do talk amongst ourselves and ask, how many you got and this, that, and the other, but you're not going to come out and say, like, where you caught them at or what you caught them on or how you did it. It's kind of hush-hush about that, but we do talk amongst ourselves.
So now, using today as the example, so now going into tomorrow, where you fish today, will you look at a different spot, or do you kind of stay in the same similar areas? How do you determine where you're actually going to stop and you're going to start casting?
You just play it by ear and sight, I guess. We might fish the same water, we might go find new water, it just all depends.
So, under the circumstances, how many teams does Powell County have represented there?
That would be 3 down here in South Carolina representing Powell County right now.
Okay. And obviously under the circumstances, were you able to get there early enough and kind of scout out and get out on the lake in a sense, as far as, again, just kind of scouting to see what you were kind of even facing?
Yeah, we've been here since Saturday fishing. We fished Monday and Tuesday are pre-fishes. Sunday and Monday were the pre-fishes. And Tuesday we gave it a rest. But, yeah, you go out and fish and just learn the lake and learn the layout of everything.
So let me ask you this then, as far as like the pre-fishing, when you're catching fish, and let's say, for instance, all of a sudden, let's go back to Saturday as the example, and all of a sudden you're fishing and you catch 5 pounds, and now all of a sudden here you are in competition, you only catch two. Does it become frustrating in a sense of trying to figure out, like, okay, what was the difference between one day and the next day when you don't catch as much?
Yeah, it really is frustrating, you know, because we did have some good practice days, and then you come out on your tournament day one and don't catch but 2 pounds. It's pretty frustrating, but you kind of just go from there and learn how to adapt and overcome your situation.
So as far as what you're actually using as far as your lures, are you using one and he's using something else? You're using the same style to try and figure out, you know, again, what the lake is offering up?
You want to answer that question? It's usually just the same style. Every now and then we'll switch it up, but most of the time we'll just be using the same bait. And it really just kind of dwindles down to what they're catching stuff on. And whenever they're catching stuff on, we'll switch theirs.
We're both trying new baits and new stuff. We're always switching and trying to figure out what they like best.
Sure, and there's nothing wrong with that in the circumstance. So realizing that you're both still sophomores, as far as going forward, let's look beyond. Let's say, a couple years down the road here, you've graduated. Any interest in competing at the collegiate level or even professionally?
If I could make a living out of this sport, that would be my dream, is to make a living out of bass fishing.
And that's not out of the realm of possibility when you look at, obviously, the way that this sport has grown. The fact that, one, there's actually a Powell County High School bass team. The fact that colleges are there, you know, they offer scholarships. And even professionally, the fact that, professional sport has grown leaps and bounds, is definitely amazing. So, I mean, if that's something that you have your eye on, there's nothing getting in your way in a sense of being able to fulfill that.
Yeah.
Well, at this point, I appreciate your time. We're going to have to get off of here. And maybe what we'll do is when you get back, we're not necessarily broadcasting here in July in a sense, but when we come back in August, maybe we can get you guys back on and talk about the way the tournament went, and then talking about basically, the season that kind of will, let's say, get started, if you will, in August, and kind of talk about that process as well.
Yeah, buddy, that sounds great.
All right,
we'd love.
I appreciate it. Best of luck to you guys, and hopefully we'll talk to you all soon.
Thank you. All right, thank you, buddy.
All
we
right.
appreciate it.
Thank you all. Good luck. Again, under those circumstances, the players in the bass tournament there, the world bass tournament there, that's amazing in and of itself. Again, that we have teams being represented here that are able to compete under those circumstances. Let's go on and take another quick break here, and we'll come back to finish things up. You're listening to the PCSN Live with Dave and Ken.
You may find yourself with a backache, sore shoulder, or downright painful knee. We often just take it easy and hope the pain subsides after wondering what happened. Navigating our current healthcare system can be a daunting task. A cost-effective approach is to schedule a free injury screen with your Stanton Apex Network physical therapist. During a free injury screen, you'll spend time with a licensed professional to figure out the best plan of care, completely free of obligation or cost. Apex Network Physical Therapy is your hometown provider for the highest quality physical therapy and sports rehab. Contact the Stanton Apex Network Clinic at 606-393-6505 to schedule your free injury screen today.
We value our customers at People's Exchange Bank, which is why we serve you with a staff of experts that are happy to meet your lending needs. We offer a variety of personal, small business, agriculture, and commercial loans, along with competitive rates and quick decisions. Your bank shouldn't compromise on your imagination, drive, and growth, so let us help move you forward with a loan from People's Exchange Bank. Get started and get going. Visit us online at www.pebank.com or stop by a local branch to find the loan that fits you best. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, so I'm looking through your back window right now, making a shopping list. You just have so many expensive, nice things that would look great in my house, or even better, as cash in my wallet. As long as you don't get those pesky folks from Protect Security and Fire Systems involved, my payday should be sometime early Saturday morning.
Don't let your home breaking be someone else's payday. Protect your home from thieves, fire, and much more. Call Protect Security and Fire Systems today at 606-663-9344.
Thanks for joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken from the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studio in Stanton. This program is hosted by Kent Simon and David Faulkner. Production is done by Ethan Moore. Programming is done by Angela Osborne. PCSN Live with Dave and Ken is a Pickup Country 104.9 production. Tune in live next week or on demand at listenlikealocal.com or Apple Podcasts.
104.9 Pickup Country.
Welcome to the Tim White Bluegrass Show from Bristol, Tennessee, Virginia, the birthplace of country music region in the beautiful Southern Appalachian Mountains. For the next 2 hours, sit back and enjoy bluegrass at its finest. Old time, bluegrass gospel, comedy, and interesting interviews. And now here's your host, Tim White.
And welcome to this week's The Tim White Bluegrass Show. I am your bluegrass buddy, Tim White, and this week we're going to be highlighting the music of the late and great Larry McPeak, the McPeak Brothers, and the VW Boys, who Larry played with many years before his passing back in 2014. And the reason we're doing this today is because we've got a Song of the Mountains taping coming up July the 3rd, featuring the Larry McPeak Tribute Band, Johnny and Jeanette Williams, Mike McPeak, Adam McPeak. It's all going to be at the Lincoln Theater on Saturday, July 3rd. All the information at songofthemountains.org. Kicking it off right now with the late, great Larry McPeak.
You get caught up in revival, singing and the praise, and every time there's an altar call, I see your hand is raised. But when revival's over, time for all to leave, it's a homeless man you turn aside when Jesus really sees. It's gonna take more.